You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Connect Facebook groups give blind and partially sighted people a space to share experiences and tips with others from their local area. Here to tell us more about them and how you can get involved is RNIB's Hazel Cross and Tris Sale. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hi, thanks for having us, Dad.
So, first of all, very simply, can you tell us about the Facebook groups, please?
Yeah, sure. So, we'd love to get more... to encourage more people to join our RNIB Connect Facebook group. There are 12 altogether. The groups have been set up into geographic kind of regions. So for instance, if you live in Essex, you'd want to be part of the RNIB Connect East of England page. Or if you live in Staffordshire, for instance, you'd want to be part of the RNIB Connect West Midlands page and so on. These groups provide like a supportive and friendly space for people to share experiences and tips.
So who are these groups for and what kind of things are up for discussion? You've said sharing experiences and tips already, but give us a couple of examples of what's spoken about in these groups.
We welcome anyone, as long as they're over 18, anybody that is linked to the Sight Loss world. So that could be family, friends, carers, volunteers, or anybody working in like the charity industry. To find these groups, I'll just cover that quickly. If you know what region you're in, so for instance, if you're living in a county in Wales, you'd go on Facebook and you'd search RNIB Connect Wales. If you don't know what region you're in, and maybe you're in a county that's on a border, then pop over to the RNIB website and search Connect Facebook. And there'll be a list of all of the 12 pages on there and what counties and areas they cover. You can click on the link from there and then do a request to join the correct group. There's three simple questions that you need to answer when requesting and join your local group. So just answer those and then your request will be sitting waiting for a volunteer to be accepted onto the group. And so as I mentioned, there's volunteers on the group. It's volunteer led and supported by staff members such as myself and Trish and our colleague Percy. The sole purpose of the group, it's created for people with sight loss, the sight loss community, to connect with one another and resources. It's there for people to ask questions, so that anybody can post on there, ask questions, share experiences, exchange tips, and talk about local events and services as well. And a couple of examples are someone recently put something on there about accessible smartwatches. You know, what's the best type? What's the best brand? Many people ask about socializing with a visual impairment. We've had someone ask what jobs people do if they've got a visual impairment and moving to a new area, and perhaps how to help your family and friends. How do you help your family and friends to support you with the visual impairment? There are also opportunities that go up on there that can involve you with RNIB's work. You can take part in focus groups to help shape our products and services.
So loads and loads of stuff then that people can get involved in. Trisha, coming to you now, it's already been mentioned the volunteer-led aspect of these groups. Just how important are the volunteers?
Oh, 100%. You know, they are the bread and butter for us because they are people that have lived that experience already. They're people that are wanting to help others. They won't volunteer if they don't want to help people. They've had that experience. So, you know, when somebody first loses their sight, how do you know where to go to get help from? Well, there's nothing better than your peer. So they are just integral to the whole thing. Yeah, we love them to bits.
And finally, once again, where can people go for more information and to join their regional Facebook group?
So they can go via the RNIB website, so just rnib.org.uk, or if they want to have a look at our Facebook page itself for the area, it would be RNIB Connect and whatever area it is. So Connect Cymru or Connect South West or Connect West Midlands or their area. But if they go on to the rnib.org.uk under these, I'm sure it's Facebook or social media, it does actually say there and it does actually have the links to our pages.
Oh, fantastic. Stuff. Well, Hazel Cross and Trisha Sale from RNIB. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling us all about the RNIB Connect Facebook groups.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.